From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is calling on Congress to approve $40 million for installing cameras and sensors to detect radioactive material at all entry points to Manhattan.
If, God forbid, terrorists get their hands on a nuclear weapon, we must have the tools in place to detect it and to stop it.
Bloomberg says New York remains a prime target for terrorists, and he says the urgency of the funding request was heightened by the arrest of a Denver man accused by federal investigators of planning to detonate homemade bombs in New York City. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the disclosure of a previously secret uranium enrichment facility in Iran is the latest example of what he called a pattern of deception and lies by the Iranian government.
It's no wonder that world leaders think that they have ulterior motives, that they have a plan to go forward with nuclear weapons. Otherwise, why would they do all this in such a deceptive manner?
Gates was on CNN's State of the Union. He said Iran must cooperate with international demands to open the new site to UN inspectors and to make full disclosures about the facility. Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski was arrested in Switzerland last night and faces possible extradition to the U.S. on charges of having unlawful sex with a 13-year-old back in 1977. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The Oscar-winning director of classic films, including Rosemary's Baby, was scheduled to receive an award for his life's work at the Zurich Film Festival. He was arrested upon arrival at Zurich's airport. Swiss justice officials say there was a valid arrest request and authorities knew when he was coming. The Swiss Justice Ministry says the U.S. must now make a formal extradition request. In the 1970s, Polanski was arrested in the United States, accused of having sex with a 13-year-old girl at a Hollywood photo shoot. He pled guilty, served 42 days in prison undergoing psychiatric tests, then fled to France before being sentenced. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Brazil has rejected an ultimatum by officials in Honduras to clarify the status of ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya within the next 10 days. Zelaya has taken refuge in the Brazilian embassy in Honduras. NPR's Jason Bobian has more.
The government of de facto President Roberto Michelletti says it's giving Brazil 10 days to define the status of Zelaya inside the Brazilian embassy, or else Honduras will take unspecified additional measures against Brazil. Michelletti's government says Zelaya is using the diplomatic mission to incite civil unrest in Honduras. Brazil severed diplomatic ties with the de facto government 3 months ago after Zelaya was ousted by the military. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva says he's not going to accept an ultimatum from, in his words, a group of coup plotters. Meanwhile, the de facto government on Sunday also blocked a delegation from the Organization of American States from entering the country. The OAS delegation was supposed to be coming to try to negotiate a settlement between Zelaya and Micheletti. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tegucigalpa.
This is NPR. Voters in Germany have given Chancellor Angela Merkel a second term in office. Her center-left challenger has conceded defeat. The death toll from two suicide bomb attacks in Pakistan this weekend has risen to at least 26. Taliban fighters are claiming responsibility and have threatened more such attacks. Veer Singh has the story from New Delhi.
Authorities say they have found the bodies of more victims under the remains of a police station in Bannu in northwest Pakistan near the border with Afghanistan. Also, some of the people who were wounded later died. The second suicide attack occurred in the center of Peshawar, the main city in the northwest. The violence was seen as a challenge to the government's claim that Pakistan's Taliban have been weakened after their leader was killed last month. Pakistan's armed forces have stepped up military operations in the northwest. Convoys carrying supplies for U.S. and other NATO troops in Afghanistan have to pass through this region. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and former White House speechwriter William Safire has died at the age of 79. He suffered from pancreatic cancer. Safire was a speechwriter for President Richard Nixon and Vice President Spiro Agnew. In an interview with NPR last year, he recalled putting his love for alliteration to use in a famous line he wrote for Agnew.
Dwight Eisenhower had used prophets of gloom and doom to attack defeatists, and so I came up with nattering nabobs of negativism.
For more than 30 years, Safire wrote columns on politics and language for the New York Times. He was also author of 15 books. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.